Hi, is Martin available?
I'm sorry, he's not in. Can I help you?
Sure. I'm just looking for someone that, like, helps him with the financial decisions of the company. I'm the, a controller or office manager or anybody like that around?
He's everything.
He's everything, all right.
I'm married to him, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good. I'm just trying to follow up with him. My name is Steve. I'm calling from Cardiff. And, like I said, I'm just trying to follow up with him. I sent out an offer to the company about 2.5 weeks ago, just seeing if it came across your guys' desk or anything like that.
I got that today. As a matter of fact, it was in some Cardiff. I thought that was a foreign country or something.
It kind of is, like Cardiff, Wales.
Oh, okay. I knew I'd heard the word before.
Yeah, but I'm not in England or anything like that, but
okay.
I'm actually over in San Diego. But yeah, I was just calling to see if you guys had received it, and obviously you did. And just following up to see if you guys have any needs or anything, or kind of any equipment or working capital or anything like that.
No, I can't say. I mean, we could always use some working capital.
Sure. I could too, right?
Yeah. But no, he's about banked out on equipment-wise.
Yeah? Okay.
And I'd say probably close to 100% of the time we finance through the people, like Caterpillar. He does most of his business with Caterpillar, and we go through Caterpillar Finance. So.
Okay. That's just for equipment, though, right?
Yeah, that's for his equipment.
Okay. Have you guys ever done a working capital or anything like that?
Done a what?
A capital, working capital.
Nah, we don't make it. We don't spend it.
I gotcha. Totally understandable. Sometimes, you know, well, we do have a lot of clients sometimes that just use it for, help cash flow or help the business grow. Like, how's business been for you guys? Pretty good?
Yeah, it's not something that we're not like Sears or something like that.
I totally understand. Yeah, I don't. That's what our bank does. We don't really work with big, huge companies like that. So.
Well, I didn't mean that. I meant we're not like we log and
okay.
We log
as much as we can log. I see what you're saying. I gotcha.
And it's not something that if you try to expand, it usually ends up doing. Having two jobs that does a so-so job, or you got one job that does a good job. So.
Yeah. Okay.
But right now I just can't think of anything.
Okay. Is there any time of the year that you guys might need it? Ever?
Oh yeah, we always need money, but we'd have to pay it back.
Yeah. But sometimes the investment outweighs the payback, right?
Well, there's not really. I mean, we invest in the equipment.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Okay. How are sales this year? You guys up or down from last year?
Well, you know, we're in Louisiana, and we had some major, major flooding, and it's hard to log when you've got flooding. So,
Yeah, you can't get that equipment in there, huh?
Yeah, well, we had flooding and not here. Well, yeah, here too. The river's been high. We live on the Mississippi River, work on the Mississippi River.
Right next to it? Pretty close to it?
Oh, yeah. My backyard's up against the lake, and my front yard is probably a mile as the crow flies to the Mississippi River. So we're...
Oh, man. That's close.
Yeah. And, we're the last parish in Louisiana next to the Mississippi River. We're right in the very top corner, right where Arkansas and Mississippi and Louisiana all kind of meet, but
I gotcha.
And we had some river flooding in December. It ran us out Christmas Day. They called us and told us to get our equipment out from behind the levee. And
oh man, really?
Then by the time the river started falling, it rained.
Yeah.
Like 20 inches in about 4 days. And
that's a lot of water. That'll raise the river quite a bit, huh?
No, it doesn't affect the Mississippi River. It's only north water that...
Oh, really?
Oklahoma water does.
Yeah.
It rains a lot. Floods in Oklahoma, it'll come down the White in Arkansas and flood the Mississippi. But local water just floods the woods.
Yeah. The Mississippi rises a lot, doesn't it? All time? Every year?
It's up and down all the time.
Oh, okay.
But it's been up. Yeah, we lost a camp there in 2011.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody did. Everybody that was down there. We had a trailer house that was, it was I mean, it was like built up quite a bit.
Yeah.
About 2 years old, and it got within 2 inches of the roof on the inside of it.
Oh, wow.
Ceiling. And now we're 12 and a half feet up in the air.
So. I gotcha. Okay, well, how about this then? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name, I don't think.
Vicky Gardner.
Vicky. Hi, Vicky. Well, how about this? Would it be okay maybe if I just send you, like, one email? Do you have an email? I could just send you, like, some information or anything like that, just in case you ever need it?
Sure. It's Gardner, Gardner, 8952, at hotmail.com.
At Hotmail. Okay. The only reason I ask if you guys have emails is because one of the people I deal with are a lot of logging companies, and a lot of them don't have an email. So that's, I mean, it was no offense or anything like that.
Well,
but,
no, I know what you're talking about. I mean, look, I mean, this is the only one we've ever had. Gmail and all that kind of stuff, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But when we were working for International Paper Company, we had to have email. And we've had it, but it's not something that we constantly check on.
I gotcha. No, I totally get that. Okay. Well, would it be okay maybe if I just follow up with you then in a couple months or, you know, six
sure.
months or three you months can, or whatever?
You can send whatever. I mean, we go to it every once in a while, and
yeah,
he gets hunting club news off of it and that kind of stuff. But
like, there you go.
We do it. We woods 24/7. We either working in them or we playing in them.
Oh, I know. I know what you mean. I'm from Colorado originally, so I grew up outside a lot. I was just about to ask, what does he hunt? Big game or small game?
Deer mostly.
Deer?
Well, it's a deer camp, you know, but...
oh, yeah, okay. And you guys have the...
Fact, everybody in my family hunts except me. I mean, I'm talking about grandkids. I've got 8-year-old grandchildren that's killed elk in Colorado and all that,
yeah.
You know.
Well, congratulations on the grandchildren.
Yeah, and, you know, we just... That's what we do. We
hey.
Either... In the woods working, or we in the camp playing?
Or playing. I gotcha. No worries. Okay. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Vicky.
I'm bored. But
anyway, no, not at all. I like it.
I'll get your email and save it and in case we need something.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, thank you, Vicky. You have a wonderful rest of your afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.